Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Maimer by Avram Goldar and Thirma Sechas Menachos Daf Yod Ches, the third parak HaKometz Rabba. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, Yosef HaBavli was once sitting before Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh, to whom he was extremely beloved. Yosef asked Rabbi Elazar about the halacha of Shechita with intent to leave over some of the blood until the next day, and Rabbi Elazar replied that it is kosher. He repeated this ruling several times, but on the fifth time he added that Rabbi Elazar says it's invalid. Upon hearing this, Tzavu Panav Shel Yosef HaBavli, Yosef HaBavli's face lit up. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh said, Yosef kemedumani, Shel kiyavnu Shammuh seinu adata. Yosef, it seems to me that our teaching was not correct until now. Yosef explained that he reacted this way because he recalled that his former teacher, Rabbi Yehuda, taught him that this case is invalid, but none of Rabbi Yehuda's other Talmidim remembered him saying so. Now that Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh related that Rabbi Elazar invalidates the carbon, Chazarti li avedasi, you have returned to me my lost teaching. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, Ashrechem talmidei chachamim, shedivrei Torah chavivin alechem b'yoser. Fortunate are you, talmidei chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. He applied to Yosef HaBavli this pasuk, Ma'avti Torah secho, kol yom hi sichasi. How I love your Torah all day, it's my conversation. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Lo yatzak, if one did not pour oil into the mincha, the third and final pouring, lobalo, or he did not mix the oil and flour, but poured the entire log in without mixing it, lopasas, or he did not break the mincha into pieces required by almanachas which are baked before kamitza, or he didn't salt it, wave it, bring it near the mizbeach, or smear it with oil, the mincha is still valid. The Gemara clarifies that pouring the oil is actually ma'akev, and the Mishnah's case is where the yitzik was performed by a non-Kohen, teaching that this is valid. Still, the Mishnah's next case of lobalo means that even if it was literally not mixed at all, it is still valid. As Rabbi Zera taught, koharui lobila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, aim bila ma'akevesbo, actual mixing is not critical to it, and it is valid without it. But any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bila makevesbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon taught in a braisa, kol kohen she'ena moda ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but believes they were invented by Moshe, does not receive a portion of the kashim foods of the kahuna, because the pasuk says, one who offers the blood of the shlamim and the fat, one of the sons of Aaron, the right thigh shall be his as a portion. This teaches that only one who accepts the avoda has a portion of the kashim foods of the kahuna. But one who does not accept the avoda has no portion of the kashim foods of the kahuna. He darshans that this applies to 15 other avodas: pouring oil, mixing, breaking the mincha into pieces, salting, waving, bringing the mincha near, kamitza haktar, malika kabalos, receiving the blood in the klisharis, sprinkling blood, making a sota drink the sota waters, Arifa Ze'egla, purification of a Matzorah, and Nesias Kapaim, both inside and outside the Mikdash. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Yosef HaBavli was once sitting before Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh, to whom he was extremely beloved. Yosef asked Rabbi Elazar about the halacha of Shechita with intent to leave over some of the blood until the next day, and Rabbi Elazar replied that it is kosher. He repeated this ruling several times, but on the fifth time he added that Rabbi Elazar says it's invalid. Upon hearing this, Tzavu Panav Shel Yosef HaBavli, Yosef HaBavli's face lit up. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh said, Yosef kemedumani, Shel kiyavnu Shammuh seinu adata. Yosef, it seems to me that our teaching was not correct until now. Yosef explained that he reacted this way because he recalled that his former teacher, Rabbi Yehuda, taught him that this case is invalid, but none of Rabbi Yehuda's other Talmidim remembered him saying so. Now that Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh related that Rabbi Elazar invalidates the carbon, Chazarti li avedasi, you have returned to me my lost teaching. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammuh's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, Ashrechem talmidei chachamim, shedivrei Torah chavivin alechem b'yoser. Fortunate are you, talmidei chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. He applied to Yosef HaBavli this pasuk, Ma'avti Torah secho, kol yom hi sichasi. How I love your Torah all day, it's my conversation. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Lo yatzak, if one did not pour oil into the mincha, the third and final pouring, lobalo, or he did not mix the oil and flour, but poured the entire log in without mixing it, lopasas, or he did not break the mincha into pieces required by almanachas which are baked before kamitza, or he didn't salt it, wave it, bring it near the mizbeach, or smear it with oil, the mincha is still valid. The Gemara clarifies that pouring the oil is actually ma'akev, and the Mishnah's case is where the yitzik was performed by a non-Kohen, teaching that this is valid. Still, the Mishnah's next case of lobolo means that even if it was literally not mixed at all, it is still valid. As Rabbi Zera taught, koharui lobila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, aim bilam akevesbo, actual mixing is not critical to it, and it is valid without it. But any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bilam akevesbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon taught in a braisa, kol kohen she'ein amoda ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but believes they were invented by Moshe, does not receive a portion of the kachim foods of the kahuna, because the pasuk says, one who offers the blood of the shlamim and the fat, one of the sons of Aaron, the right thigh shall be his as a portion. This teaches that only one who accepts the avoda has a portion of the kachim foods of the kahuna. But one who does not accept the avoda has no portion of the kachim foods of the kahuna. He darshans that this applies to 15 other avodas: pouring oil, mixing, breaking the mincha into pieces, salting, waving, bringing the mincha near, kemitza haktar, malika, kabalos, receiving the blood in the klisharis, sprinkling blood, making a sota drink the sota waters, Arifas Egla, purification of a Matzora, and Nesias Kapaim, both inside and outside the Mikdash. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Siman is a Chuppah, because the Mishnah says, Ben Yud Ches lo Chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to Chuppah, so here goes. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the Chuppah, while the choir sang, Ashrechem, Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mix without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding, because Koharui Labila, and instructed them not to give any of the kachim meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda. So once again, it's a motion. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah, that must be more daf yod ches. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem tam lechachamim, which reminds us, the more brings the mice of Yosef HaBavli asking Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a question. And when Yosef HaBavli's face lit up, when it was confirmed what his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held, which is what he recalled, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem Biyoser. Fortune are you, Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding, because Koharui Labila, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Esbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera taught, Koharui Labila, any mincha which is fit for mixing, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Esbo, actual mixing is not critical to it, and it's valid without it. But any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bila ma'akevesbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem talmid chachamim, told his talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding, because koharui labila ein bila makhevesbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kachim meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon taught in a braisa, kol kohen she'ein amoda ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but believes the avoda was invented by Moshe, Ein lo chelk b'kahuna, does not receive a portion of the kachim foods of the kahuna. So once again, the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem tam lechachamim, told his talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding, because koharui labila ein bila makevesbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kachim meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda. All right, so now it's time for four blot bach hazara. Daf Yud Dalet. So the Siman Daf Yud Dalet is Yad Hand, and we use a juggler for the Siman. So here goes. At the Mock Pigel Juggling Show, that must be on Daf Yud Dalet, Hand, Juggler. At the Mock Pigel Juggling Show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adar Mizbeach and not those done in the Heichal, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Pigel for Davar Hanas B'chutz of a Chatos Pinimios. So at the Mock Pigel Juggling Show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the outer Mizbeach and not on those done in the Eichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Siddurim and the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi considers Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim separate items for Pigel, but they can be combined. So at the mock Pigal juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on the votos done in the Adar Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heicho, while another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Siddarim of the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, and a third one juggled Shechita Nais and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodos can be combined for Pigal, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Pigal and tens during different avodos. Dav Tez Vav, so the Siman Dav Tez Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tamei fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be on Dav Tez Vav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit. Fruit bowl. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that if one challah of the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos became Tameh, or one Seder of the Alechem upon him became Tameh, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, Atameh v'tumaso v'tahor ye'ochel. The Tameh one remains in its Tumah state, but the Tahor one may be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains it's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, Shein Karbon Sibur Chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is Tameh, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say that the Tahor part remains valid. So the rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tameh fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the Kohen doing Zerika on the Kivsei Atzeres into thinking about eating a kazayis of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigal, but not the nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him a chokas if nesachim become pigal along with the carbon. Daf Tez Zayin, so the similar Daf Tez Zayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The Pigal Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tez Zayin. The Pigal Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigal intent during the burning of the Komets, but not the Levona, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one had Pigal intent during the burning of the Komets, but not of the Levona, or during the burning of the Levona, but not of the Komets, Ramir says it is Pigal and obligates Karas, but the Chachamim say, Embo Karas ad Shiafago Bokoa Matir, it does not incur Karas unless he intends Pigal during the entire permitter, meaning the burning of both the Komets and Levona. So the Pigal Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigal intent during the burning of the Komets, but not the Levona, as another did somersaults as he did Holacha of the Mincha, but not the Levona with Pigal intent, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Pigal b'Holacha, if one had Pigal intent while bringing the Komets, but not the Levona, to the Mizbeach, is this considered Pigal of a Chatzi Mater? Rabbi Yochanan says, Holacha k'kamitza, bringing is the same as kamitza, just as kamitza makes Pigal with intent about just the Komets, since there's no parallel kamitza of Levona, so too Holacha of just the Komets makes Pigal. Reish Lakish says, Holacha k'katara, bringing is the same as burning, just as burning just the Komets with Pigal intent does not make Pigal according to the Chachamim, so too Holacha of the Komets with Pigal intent does not make Pigal. Since Levona also requires Holacha, the Holacha of the Komets is only half the Avoda. So the Pigal Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigal intent during the burning of the Komets, but not the Levona, as another did somersaults as he did Halacha of the Mincha, but not the Levona with Pigal intent, wowed the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the Komets on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shirayim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire Komets and Levona were finished. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Hikdir Shumshum Lecho Shumshum. If one burned a sesame-sized piece of the Komets on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shirayim the next day, Achikala Komets Kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire Komets and Levona were finished, there is a three-way Mochokz between Rav Chista, Rav Hamanuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully Pigal, one says it is merely Pasel, and one says it is Kasher. Daf Yud Zayin, so the similar Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Komets with intent to burn the Levona the next day, which reminds us, the Harifi de Pupendisa, the sharp one of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara, burning of one Chatzi Mater can affect Pigal in the burning of another Chatzi Mater. Thus, burning the Komets with intent to burn the Levona the next day makes Pigal. Rav Chista was quoted as saying, "In haktar mefagelis haktar, burning of one chatzimater cannot affect pigal in the burning of another chatzimater." So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day. And his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, which reminds us the Gemara discusses what the din is if one burned the Kometz intending to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day. So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the Kometz with intent to burn the Lavona and eat the Shiraim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the Kometz with intent to eat the Lavona the next day, which reminds us, the third parak begins, if one performs kmitza with intent, l'echol davar she'ein darcho l'echol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the mizbeach, for example, the Kometz or Lavona, l'haktir davar she'ein darcho l'haktir, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss pigul b'halacha of a chatzi matir? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss combining pigul and tens during different avodos? That's on daf Yedalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you in the Rabbi Shimon holds kol kohen she'ein modu ba'avoda? Any kohen who does not accept the avoda is commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, ein lo chelek b'kohuna. That's on daf Yerches. Good. Number 4. Which daf to discuss what the din is if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the Kometz on the Mizbech intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shrine the next day and did so repeatedly until the entire Kometz and Lavon were finished? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss combining intent about the Toda and its Lechem or Kvasim and its Lechem to make the Lechem Pigel? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you have a list of the non-essential avodas of a mincha? We learn koharu labila ein bila ma'akevas bo. That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that likut lavona bazar, the gathering of the lavona from the top of the flower done by a zar, is possible? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machokas if haktara mefagelis haktara? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have the machlokes about kmitza with intent to burn Lavona the next day, which gets us into Ein Matir Mefagel as a matir? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have the mice of Yosef Abavli with Rabbi Lezman Shmuel, and we learn Ashrechem Tamei Chachamim Shedivei Torah Chavivin Alechem Yoser? That's on daf Yudches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.